everyone. As you can see, we're a little bit challenged today, so we're going to have to kind of do this off the cuff. There are no microphones. So I first want to thank staff for making a switcheroo in less than 60 seconds, because this is not at all how this room was configured, 3 minutes before we came down here. So everybody, the lesson is check your car in the parking lot, because if they could rearrange a room this far fast, I'm thinking they could scarf a car even faster. It's okay, what I'm talking about now is not important for the minutes. Secondly, to help them, if you're going to make a motion today or a second, please give your name first, because without our nameplates and all of that, they're at a little bit of a disadvantage. So, say I'm so-and-so and I move this, and I'm so-and-so and I second it, so they can make sure they record it and they get it.
You have to be truthful, though.
You have to be truthful. That's right, right in.
You can't say you're me.
I want to thank all of our guests for also being flexible and shifting with us very quickly. It was a quick shake. So with that in mind, we're going to go ahead and call this Broward County Planning Council regular meeting and public hearing for April 25th, 2013 to order. And first, we're going to stand and do a pledge, and we have a special guest here. Her name is Alexandra Bascom. She is at Take Your Child National Work Day, and she's a student from St. Coleman's. And because we don't have a flag here, we're going to give my iPad with the picture.
So prepared.
And he will hold it up so we can all pledge.
Got it.
Take your time.
All right. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And one moment before everyone sits down, I'd like to take one moment of silence for the people in Boston, for the families, the victims, the residents of Boston. So if you bow your head for one moment, please. Thank you. Would you please take the roll? First of all, do you need a chair back there? We can get you a chair. I don't want you stooping the whole meeting, please.
I just need to start that.
Okay. As long as you've got a place. Thank you, ma'am.
I don't have the actual roll call. I have a seating chart, but it should include everyone. Mr. Tim Bascom.
Here.
Vice Mayor Richard Blattner.
Here.
Mayor Vincent Bucard.
Here.
Ms. Sarah Case.
Here.
Mr. Neil DeJesus.
Here.
Commissioner Bobby DuBose.
Here.
Mayor Lamar Fisher.
Here.
School Board Member Patricia Good.
Here.
Ms. Mary Graham.
Here.
Mr. Dan Hobby.
Here.
Commissioner Martin Kier. Commissioner Michelle Lazaro.
Here.
Commissioner Michael S. Long. Commissioner Rita Mack.
Here.
Mr. Louis Reinstein.
Here.
Oh my gosh.
Mayor Michael Ryan.
Here.
Mr. Nicholas Steffens.
Here.
Mayor Daniel Sturmer.
Here.
Ms. Ann Patrick. Here.
Here.
Very
psychedelic. Thank you. It's okay. It's all about the exercise.
We're impressed.
We're going to at least have fun today, if nothing else. So, I want to let the record reflect that Commissioner Long had a family emergency, so he's excused, as well as Commissioner Kier. So, from the consent agenda, does anybody have any pulls or any issues? May I have a motion? Oh, sorry.
Sorry, I just want to let everyone know that the final agenda was exactly the same as the event agenda. There were no additions.
Thank you.
I'll move the consent agenda.
And I'll second.
Again, names for the record.
Lamar Fisher.
Bobby.
I knew that was going to happen. This is terrible.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Passes unanimously. Now on to the regular agenda, the complete streets. We have Mr. Henry Sneezak here, and again, we have no microphones, but I think Henry's booming voice will be heard by us all. So, and I'm sure there's going to be a beautiful PowerPoint presentation or something with this, and Oh, okay, good. Sorry, sir. And welcome back, by the way. I think this is your 1 year away from us.
Yes.
So welcome back. It's nice to celebrate your anniversary and your new position, and of course, we miss you like you always know, so thank you.
Thank you. It's always good to visit the Plan Council. Thank you. I'd like to take a couple minutes of your time. By the way, I'm Henry Sneezak. I'm the director of the county's Planning Environmental Regulation Division. What I'd like to do is take a couple minutes of your time to talk about the county's complete streets efforts and ask for your participation and support of that. It's my understanding, I think in February, you were given a briefing by the Urban Health Partnership representative about the complete streets concept, and they also got some background about the Broward Complete Streets Guidelines under the leadership of the Broward NPO. And Barbara's also been keeping you in the loop. I think in your backup, you have a copy of the County Commission's action of March 12th, which they gave us some directives about how to go forward on complete streets. There's a couple items that directly involve the Planning Council I'd like to touch on as your support. Number one, the County Commission asked us to develop a complete streets team at the staff level, county staff, and we've done that. We've also developed subcommittees, which we'd like the Planning Council staff to participate in. One of them is a policy and planning subcommittee. That committee could produce proposed changes to the county land use plan text. Obviously, any of that stuff that's produced or recommended would have to come through the Planning Council for your full review and recommendations as a board. Also, one of the subcommittees is the Outreach Committee. I'd like the staff to participate in that. One component of that is just to disseminate information about the Complete Streets program from the county's perspective. A second component of that, which is very important, was discussed when I was here at the Planning Council staff, is to have some, to solicit feedback on the whole land use transportation planning program for the county. And that could involve serious discussion about, you know, maybe modernizing or reforming the land use plan itself. And of course, if it gets to that stage, the Planning Council's a board, you'll be very involved in that. You might have your own subcommittees. So we'd like your participation on that. The second issue is just to try to solicit municipal support for the program. We'd like to, the County Commission has tentatively approved a waiver or a suspension of the traffic ways plan fees for 2 years for the context sensitive corridor designation alone. So we could get municipal participation on that. That designation actually kind of corresponds generally to the Complete Streets program in and of itself. Of course, anything that's submitted through that program, even if the fees waived, it still has to go through the full Planning Council process and the board itself would vote on those. So that's my briefing. What I'd like to do, I'd like to answer any questions you have, and I'd also ask for your official support of participating in the program.
First, any questions? Would anybody like to make a motion that the Planning Council support the team participation at this time?
Mary Graham, I'll make the motion.
Okay, we have a motion by Mary Graham and Bobby DeBose, a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Seeing none, unanimous. Thank you.
Thank you very
much. Thank you.
The fiscal year budget proposal, we just reviewed the budget at the executive meeting, and we have a recommendation, and I'm going to have this Blake Boyd go over it really quick to give you an overview and tell you what we are making a recommendation about, and then we will take it up here.
Good morning, thank you. And thanks to everyone for being so understanding with our room move this morning. I really appreciate it. It makes it much easier when everybody's happy about it. The fiscal year 2014 budget proposal, as Ms. Castro said, was presented to the full executive committee at this morning's meeting. The FY14 proposal is for $945,490, and that's for the county's Office of Management and Budget. And they basically take a look at our FY13 budget and where we're at, and that's how they do the projection. Planning Council staff, they've also asked us to identify a 5% potential reduction for next year, as they're asking all agencies just to identify that. So Planning Council staff identified a couple of different things, and just to take a quick look at it, it would be that we've already identified a 3.4% reduction from our adopted fiscal year 13 budget, which means we're already identifying savings this year. So we want to recognize that for next year. So that's the beginning of our 5%. than to make up the remainder of the 1.6%. Planning Council staff identified a couple of operating budget lines that could be reduced potentially. And then if we needed to get to the full 5%, at that point, we would consider most likely making a Planning Council position part-time. One important thing to also think about as part of if we were having to make a position part-time if they got to that point, is that Planning Council staff has also been working with the budget office as far as a succession plan for our administrative staff. And what that is that our office manager is currently in the state's deferred retirement option. So we know time certain that she will be retiring before June 1st, 2015. So we just lost our secretary basically to retirement last month. So we're going to hold off on refilling that position, and then we would refill at the end of either December or January, and then train that person to fill the office manager position. Then potentially when the office manager retires, we would be able to eliminate one administrative position. So basically what I'm just letting you know is that we're going to be able to identify even more cost savings over the next two and a half years. So the budget, as it stands at the 945,490, is basically status quo. Planning Council staff, everything would remain the same, operating, et cetera. And Planning Council staff is supportive of that. Also, the Executive Committee made a motion to support that number, also recognizing that it's a 3.4% reduction from from this year's adopted budget.
Any questions? Is the county, in the past, the county was requiring these kinds of reductions. What is the status of this 5%?
Well, this is the same thing they asked us to do last year for this year's budget, to identify if when the numbers come in from the tax rolls in June 1st and they really know what the budget is, if there needed to be a reduction, where they could start looking at agencies for reductions. So it's basically so that we have an idea and they have an idea if they got to that point where we would start. Generally, the action that the Planning Council has taken is that we wouldn't want to cut additional funds unless every agency was being required to cut the same thing.
Okay.
Commissioner Blattner, so if the county said, well, you don't have to do that, mm-hmm. or something less than 5%, mm-hmm. it's a fair assumption that the changes you talked about with regard to personnel would still take place moving forward?
Yes, those changes are really not even based on their proposed reduction. It's just on office efficiency and how we see ourselves operating over the next couple of years. It's really based on that and really nothing to do with a budget reduction, but just an efficiency.
Thank you.
Anybody like to make a motion?
I'll move it. Commissioner
second.
Blattner.
Lazarus, second.
And that's the 945 amount, correct?
945,490.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. Council's report, Mr. Rodas. Thank you. Before Ms. Blake Boyd gives her report, I just wanted to thank all of you that attended the workshop. I thought it was
great.
A really good workshop. It was a lively exchange of ideas and discussion, which I greatly, greatly appreciated. And we even generated or came up with some ideas of things that could actually be implemented, and I think she's going to address some of those here in a few minutes. So I want to thank everybody for coming and participating. I especially want to thank staff for hosting it and setting it up, because I know that's a lot of work as well. Those of you who missed it, I'm sorry. Again, it was a really great debate. So it was a lot of fun. And if you're a policy wonk or anything, it was especially a lot of fun for those. So I don't know if anybody else had any comments who attended or wanted to bring anything up specific. Good? Great.
Very good.
It was excellent.
Thank you.
Excellent.
Your shot.
Thank you. Under the executive director's report, first I'd just like to follow up on what Ms. Castro said about the workshop. I think it was really productive. One of the things that came up at the workshop was trending planning topics and having staff provide additional information for you. So this month we've actually gone ahead and started that, and that's under regular agenda item 5, the urban agriculture item. And this is just essentially meant to be information for you to have kind of what's going on in the world, what's going on in Broward County. So there's a lot of good information locally, what's going on here, ideas, things that are happening. We've also provided additional information if you want to do independent research. Of course, you can you know, Google it, use your search engine on the internet, but just some guiding documents to help you out. So we just started that this month. The other thing as part of the report is just the overview of the State Road 7 441 Collaborative. At the February meeting, Mr. Reinstein resigned and Mr. Steppen stepped forward. He's going to be the council's new representative on the collaborative. So Mr. Reinstein worked with two chores of our staff to put together a summary of what's been happening at the State Road 7 Collaborative, and that's included in your backup. And that's just really for your information and you know, what's going on.
Did anybody have any issues or questions for either one of them based on their participation on that? Because I know some people were kind of wanting to know the update, but did you need any clarifications or anything? Or are you good with the backup? Yes, sir.
Vice Mayor Blattner, just an FYI, although we've been a member, in theory at least, for years, I can tell you we have no idea what the collaborative does, and I've asked for a report at our next commission meeting.
Yeah, he's talking about the city of Hollywood.
Yes.
No, we got it.
No, I wasn't.
He's like freaking out.
Thank you.
Say that.
Further clarification.
Thank you. Anything else?
I'd just like to say thank you for including this. I told Ms. Blake that I'm really excited about this urban agriculture. I really hope the county or each city decides to move more in that direction for a number of reasons, but I thank you for including that information.
And I would acknowledge Mr. Baskin,
yes,
that was his idea.
Yes, it was.
And he talked about the fact we have a lot of subject matter experts around here, and there's so many things that really impact planning today that we don't all have our arms around. So the idea was to start pulling
excellent
some of this research, current events, elements together, and make sure we're looking at all aspects of everything. So thank you for that.
Thank you for that.
And if I can add just a special thanks to Pete Schwartz for his work on the on this overview. Kind of done it without him. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Okay. I just have a quick question. It's actually for Mr. Morotis. If I wanted to sit down with Lewis and discuss this collaborative with him, would that be a potential sunshine violation?
Well, if it's a matter that could come before this board for discussion, then it could come within under the ambit of a sunshine.
Then I'll just dive in head first and figure it out.
Or
and I don't have to sit down with Nick, so that's
spoken
to
you.
You'll find that the sunshine law will sometimes make you do three times the amount of work. But it's better than the alternative, which is violating itself.
Right.
And then I just have one more item, which is also thanks to Mr. Baskin. I sent everyone the Dropbox link this month, and it's a work in progress. We're working on it, but if anyone would prefer to receive that as opposed to the hard copy of the backup, just let me know. I'll send out an email over the next couple of weeks reminding people. It's not perfect yet. I forgot to put the executive committee agenda on it, but I'm working on it. So we're working on perfection.
And it all saves money.
Exactly.
We learned in our last session that these little tabbies are $1, $1.50 a piece. So, and each book is about $30 to $60. So it saves paper, it's good for the environment, and it's very, very easy. And just about everybody around here seems to be holding one of these days. So I've been using the Dropbox for a year now, but they had to send me a CD, and then I had to load the CD, upload the documents to my Dropbox. They've now created the account. All you do is click on it, say you want to download the files to your Dropbox, and there they are. All the graphics, everything. You're not missing one page. It's all there. And if you want to see it on my iPad before you leave, I can show you what it looks like if I could encourage you to use it.
Now, maybe if we all do that, then we can get the bagels paid for.
Yes. We're going to shift those budget dollars.
That's what's really important.
And I presume if we need help, Mr. Baskin's daughter can teach us all that.
Although, don't hand her the iPad.
Oh, no. Oh, well.
But it still works.
Okay. Got the insurance. Anything else?
That's all for my report. Thank you.
Great. Okay, now we're moving into the public hearing agenda. I'm going to start with PH1, PH2, PH3, PH4. Are there any polls?
All of the quasi-judicial hearings have been waived by the applicants.
Thank you. Any speakers for anything?
Motion to move.
Second.
Who made the motion? Okay.
Lewis Reinstein, motion to move.
Skirmer, second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Being done, we're done. Thank you all very much.
Wow. Took us longer to set up the room. Wow.
One more thing. I'm sorry, that's why I forgot that. One more issue, sorry. Wait. Withdraw the adjournment. 1 second, please.
We're now going to go through all of the...
I will be very quick, I promise, because everybody's on site. I had a very interesting meeting yesterday with a gentleman by the name of Victor Dover. I've known him for many years. He's actually putting the plan together for the 750 group. I think most people understand what it is, but for those who don't, it's seven counties getting together and actually planning out 50 years ahead. And I think it's a very informative group of people, very informative plan that he has, and he's willing to give the presentation to us. So I just wanted to put it out to the board.
Great.
So whatever
great.
Feeling.
Great. Love it.
So we'll contact him and see when he can get on the agenda.
Barbara, you better watch your job. I think somebody's coming up right behind you. Sorry.
Not to worry, Barbara. Don't worry about that.
Okay. Any questions? Good. Now we're adjourned. Thank you all again very much.